Welcome to the Christian Life Coach Collective. I am your host, Laura Malone, and we're here to talk about life coaching, entrepreneurship, leading yourself well, and lots of spirit-led life and business strategies. So thanks for joining me on this journey, and let's jump into today's episode. I want to share with you what is shifting for me in Sterling & Stone Mentoring, as well as this podcast. But alongside of that, I want to help you understand more about how pivoting occurs in your life and how it can actually be a benefit to your coaching, to your business ownership, and so much more. So let's start with a little timeline of my own journey, my storyline, so you have a reference point for what we're going to talk about afterwards. I've laid it out in what I would call pivot 1 through 10. That's just as I laid it out, it ended up being 10 of them. So you don't have to find 10 if you're looking at your storyline. Pivot 1, I titled Hearing God. Because first, I had a vision and I knew God had spoken to me in 1998 about speaking to women. I was only 22. I was freshly in the spiritual sandbox, so to speak. But I saw myself at a conference in my mind's eye, on a stage speaking to women. And my friend next to me said, when I told her about it, she said, well, you're hearing God about your future. Like he's telling you who you are and what you'll do. And that was all new to me, but it really resonated. And then pivot number 2 was stepping into one of my callings. So we can skip ahead to 2002, when I married and then I adopted 2 kids into my heart and birthed a daughter later. A year later, another daughter in 3 years, and another daughter in 2 years. And then that means my calling as a mother began in 02. It's going to last into eternity, right? Whether born of my womb or my heart. And I know that I'll have dozens, if not hundreds, of spiritual children before I go like party with Jesus. So my calling as a mother has always been extremely fulfilling to that part of my soul. But guess what? There's other callings and purposes for my life in addition to that, in addition to motherhood. And I know a lot of you feel a pull to do something about that, but might feel guilty because you think it means you're not being grateful for the fact that you get to be a mom, or like as if wanting something else in addition to it is selfish or wrong. There's a difference between wanting something completely different and not wanting what you have. And just wanting something else to go alongside of it. In truth, you were a woman before you were a mom. And being a daughter of God is the foundation of all of your identity and all of your callings. Listen to episode number 30. I'll put the link in the notes about this because it really talks about all these things like your identity and callings and how some callings are seasonal. And if you're a mom, you need to believe that it's okay if you want to make money. Make impact, be creative, to want to go to work somewhere without feeling ashamed that you're not feeling all of the complete fulfillment that is possible in the earth in being a wife and a mom. Not everybody feels that way. And you know what? I have clients and I have friends where we have these conversations about this guilt. I'm not even going to tell you the world is saying it. I think we say it. I think it comes from inside of us. And it can start working against us. And we can start believing that it's put on us. But we really just need to take responsibility for ourselves and resist believing that we should be feeling ashamed or guilty that we want to do things at the same time that we're a mom. And I think it's okay. And it's about time. Only Jesus can be our all in all and give us our true identity. And so all of our roles on earth can't do that. They can bring some fulfillment, even in motherhood. And when one role becomes our identity and our fullness of life, it's actually in danger of becoming an idol. And I think it's easy to make motherhood and marriage and many other things exactly that. But if you never step out and do the other things that you are also called to, step into the other roles you're longing to walk out in, You'll never teach your children about finding balance and pursuing dreams and being free in your soul and being all that you are made to be. And do you really want them to grow up believing that when they get older, they or their wives are required to find motherhood as the only one true fulfilling thing in their world? I don't think that you want that, but you might be stuck in it for yourself. And it doesn't mean you need to overcorrect and completely leave your home and your children to go travel the world because that's more fulfilling and do that instead. I'm not saying to do that. I'm saying if you bore children, you made choices to get yourself there. So now you have a calling and a responsibility and you have the honor of raising them and you can do it alongside of their Heavenly Father. We raise them for Him and ultimately walk all of that out by giving up our right to control their lives by handing them back to God, their Creator. Now, pivot number three, stepping into one of my callings. Let's fast forward to 2007. My husband and I started a nonprofit ministry called Crisis Response International, or as we lovingly call it, CRY. And while this calling never really correlated directly to the vision God gave me in 1998, I knew it was in my heart to do. I knew God was calling us to it. And I knew He was giving us the blueprint and that signs and wonders were following our faith and our obedience. And I walked this out for a very long time because here's the deal. It was my husband's calling. It was all very hard at times because after all, we're talking about crisis. It was not a vacation. My husband and I have both dealt with PTSD and seen many types of trauma and experienced health issues because of running into the crisis to help people, and basically gave up the idea of what people would call a normal life because we basically drag our children around the country, moving and deploying and never having a root system or support system because we were missionaries. And we were also the founders and leaders of the said missionary missions organization that pulled us everywhere around the world. Actually, 6 years after CRY started, like after we began it, my dad asked me if, quote, those people paid us enough to move around so much and be so unstable, end quote. And I said, no, Dad, they don't. He literally had no idea, never asked. He had no idea. I was the people he was asking about. And he had no idea that when you run a nonprofit, you sometimes get good at not profiting. And that is the life and calling we chose to follow God into. Now, did it help me when it comes to the first vision I had of speaking to and leading women? Absolutely. It wasn't what I would have chosen to make that happen, but it cultivated compassion and taught me conflict resolution skills. An understanding of the human element and hope in the midst of deep darkness and what's really possible for somebody and so much more. And I ministered to a lot of women in crisis, not just in the current disaster that we were going to, but my responders and my staff who came to minister to others that also needed care for themselves. So I've been unofficially coaching, I would say, since we started that back in 2007. We could back up that to 2002 when we started a house church, or we can back up to when I was 13 in seventh grade and all my friends came to me for help and solution and counsel. But that seasonal calling on my life in CRY, it's been foundational to the work I do now and helped me more, like, to know more about my walk, about my work, about my future. Trials and all. So let's go back to pivoting. The pivot number four was hearing God again. So fast forward a bit more to 2012, and I hear God start to speak about Sterling and Stone. And I only knew that was something I was going to start someday. I would build out my Sterling and Stone roundtable conferences based on all my experience of teaching and leading and like putting together trainings and conferences and trips inside of CRY. I would do it in spiral notebooks. And I would just literally the first plan for a Sterling and Stone roundtable conference, that exact schedule is still stands as exactly what I will do when I do one. Like that is still the schedule. It's perfect. I knew it then. I know it now. And we lived in Hawaii at the time. We had no support system and not much money. And I was always at home either working with my husband if he wasn't on deployment to crisis somewhere around the world where I was with my three girls homeschooling, but I would sneak in these moments to be with my dream and the vision that God had put in my heart. I had to be intentional about that. And sometimes it was just a moment. It was never a full day. Not in that season. And it was a long season. Pivot number five, I would call cultivating entrepreneurship, because we went from Hawaii to Nashville, which is one of my favorite cities in the United States for sure. And our son actually moved there with us and stayed there to call it home. He's still there after 10 years. And there's just such an incredible creative and entrepreneurial spirit there. I would have loved to be a coach there. But I had so many ideas in this space, in this atmosphere of Nashville, of all these businesses I could start, and it really stirred up in me what could be, what the possibility of owning my own, starting my own business could be. And because my restaurant experience in my earlier days, I really thought I would love to start a restaurant consulting biz that would help restaurateurs discover and solve for any challenges or hindrances to excellence in their front of house experience, because that's what I knew is my favorite place to be. And I totally sat in restaurants around Nashville and coffee shops, and I built this business out. And I was trying to figure out if that was what God would be with me in, you know, if anybody else would be with me in it. And then God showed us it was time to leave again, and we packed up and moved. And literally, I would still do this job if I had the time and energy to add it to everything else, because I love, love, love the concept and helping businesses that serve others to succeed, to do it well. So pivot number six, getting started with imperfect action. So next we landed in Wilmington, North Carolina in 2015, where I started my business, and I knew it was supposed to be called Sterling and Stone. What I didn't know was that it would eventually become a coaching business. And I knew I wanted to make an impact on people's lives. I wanted to teach, encourage, lead, share. I just slowly but surely stepped into teaching things that had basically no crisis response topics involved. And then pulling on my years of mentoring, consulting, and leading, I finally decided to go after life coaching and make that the container for everything I wanted to pour out in business. Pivot number seven, I call a little bit of drama. So we moved to the Queen City in July 2020. I think I've said this before on an episode or five, but this became our 19th address in just 20 years of marriage at the time of moving. I had planned my first live workshop to be held in May 2020, which obviously didn't happen. Because isn't it funny how we can, like, now we can say 2020 and it has a complete meaning, like all on its own. And it used to stand for vision, and now it stands for more trauma. I had clients before I moved, who I thought these people would make great coaches, but everybody was like in the same boat as me. They didn't know where to start. They didn't know if it was possible, what the roadmap would be, and how to do it in the middle of all their other responsibilities. They didn't believe in their capacity, their capability, qualification, stamina, time, money, calling, etc. But I did. I could see them from the outside, all of these things and more. I could see how they had grit and compassion, experience, solutions, empathy, soul, deep desire to help people. And I knew that just with a little guidance, they could create a container for what was in them that the world needed them to pour out. And I knew I could create that container or help them find it. And so those people became my people. So that leads me to pivot number eight, creating reach by just believing I could help at least one person. Because in moving to a city where I knew nobody, I realized I needed to start building an online audience to get online clients more than face-to-face clients, because now I live someplace where I don't know anybody and, for a couple of years where you couldn't meet anybody. And a year after our move, I had this little inspired idea to start a podcast so I could find the container, to educate and encourage other people with a greater reach. So I'm so glad that I didn't over-research it to find out how many people start but don't keep going. And in fact, I did actually start one podcast, did 32 episodes to help myself like figure out what I wanted to say and how I wanted it to be and just practice before I ever even told the world about it. Someday I'm going to have to do something with those episodes because they were good content, but they didn't really transition well into the next podcast, which was this one, the Christian Life Coach Collective. So pivot 9, creating a container and filling it. Because as I began to learn about podcasting and my ideal listener and the journey I wanted to take them on, I found I really wanted to work with coaches because I wanted kind of like a train the trainer. I wanted to be able to reach more people. And the Lord said to me, it's time for multiplication instead of addition. So I needed to be able to create content for them so they could find me and then find ways to work with me. And that was going to be the best and fullest way I could serve my people. To educate and encourage through the podcast, then work with them one-on-one. Then I added courses so that they could do their own work in their own time in a more cost-effective way. And then add one-to-one coaching when they needed it. Then pivot number 10, refining what goes into the container. So here we are. I feel like this is pivot number 10. After reaching 2 years of the podcast, in addition to one-on-one clients, I have students in the greenhouse, life coach training course, the niche clarity course, called the coach course. Plus last year we did a mastermind. Plus I have all my Sterling and Stone certified coaches. And then I'm adding more things to that, trying to have a one tree focus, but it's hard because I see like so much vision and possibility and all these things that I want to do and grow. But to give an overview of these things, now that you have reference for why it's happening, I've been hearing the Lord speak a while for now for probably a couple of years about Esthers, women who are being prepared to make an impact on the world, about women who've been orphaned or abandoned somehow. They've been snatched and taken from the dreams they carried for their lives. They've been trapped in situations they would never have put themselves in, who've grown and matured through difficult seasons into beautiful women of God whose voices, if they let their voices rise up, could save someone, even just one. So that leads me to the Esther Society show. This is a second podcast that I've been recording with interviews of with real women who want to share their stories to help encourage and educate you as women. And then also, it's where all of my heart content will go, spiritual content that, I don't know, it's just hard to not share everything I want to say. And honestly, with the Christian Life Coach Collective podcast, it's a place for coaches. That's really what it's become. Most of my listeners are female. They're just women who want to be coached or maybe want to become coaches. They're either on the edge, they're thinking about it, it's a new idea, or they really want it and they're looking for encouragement and education about how to go about doing it. And then some of them are coaches already and they just need help right where they're at. But I have all of this other, I don't know, everything God's speaking to me and everything I want to pour out that doesn't fit into the container of the Christian Life Coach Collective. But it does fit into the container of the Esther Society show. And the Esther Society show, or I call it TESS for short, that will be published soon. So keep your eyes and ears open for it. But I believe that even though I've been mixing spiritual and life coach content in with coaching and business content, it's not inherently a bad thing, but I just believe both would be better served by having two separate podcasts that are more specific as a blessing to the right listener. So you can listen to both of them. If you're a woman who wants to hear that over there and it's not about coaching and business, but stay here for coaching and business. And then I'll be able to cultivate the Christian Life Coach Collective content now more for the coach and the entrepreneur. And here's the main pivot in that. I'm going to be speaking directly to women on this podcast from here on out. I have held back in doing that and held back in getting really specific about the types of solutions and the help and the problems and the challenges and all the things that I tackle because I work with men and I have male coaches and I have male students and clients. But I feel like the Lord is showing me all of these women who a lot of them are becoming the moneymaker at home. Their husbands have left, or they had to leave, or there's been some life change where the way they thought life was going to go didn't go that way. And now suddenly, after years or decades, they find themselves needing to make money to take care of their family and be just in a different situation. Or they've had a transition of a life stage where maybe they got retired from what they were doing, but they still want to make money and they want to make an impact. They want purpose. They want to work with people. Some of them still have jobs, but they don't want to stay in those jobs forever. So they want to start a life coaching business. And as I teach and coach on ideal client awareness, this has just been an area for me that's been hard to narrow my niche down into. And I'm not even necessarily narrowing my niche. I'm just getting more specific on the theme of my content because I have a heart to help men become coaches too. So I'm not locking you out of the courses or the coaching. If you're a male coach listening in, you're just going to hear some more of the content become more female oriented in the specific struggles, desires, and journey. Because the point A and point B problems that women have as they step into coaching and entrepreneurship are very specific. And I want to dedicate energy to creating solutions, education, and encouragement around that. So you're welcome here, men. You can simply contextualize the content to your own life, because a lot of women will do that. They'll listen to one and see like, well, this isn't exactly me in this way, but I can still contextualize it. And you can also skip over any episodes. I might title something like How to Keep Working When Mr. Perry M. in a Pause Won't Stop Knocking on the Door. You don't have to listen to that one. But maybe actually it'll give you some help for other women in your life. Maybe you'll learn something. So the courses and coaching will still be for everybody, but the content will have an underlying women's theme overall. And I feel like it's heavily driven by God's word back in 1998 to me. And I want to be faithful to step in the direction the Lord's pointing to. So between the Esther Society show, which will fall under the Called to Rise Women's Division of Sterling and Stone, and this podcast, courses, and the coaching that will fall under the Called to Coach division, I'm pretty busy. And in some point in the near future, I might start taking applications for some interns. So pray about whether that might be of something of interest to you. And now that that's all taken care of, I want to talk about you and your pivoting. First, how would you lay out a storyline of your own coaching journey? If you were to start with the root pivot, which for me was choosing to follow Jesus, I didn't know Jesus, and now I know Jesus, and then hearing God speak about my identity and calling, and then follow that thread through to where you are now, what would it look like? And I want you to recall that my first four pivots that I spoke about, they were titled Hearing God, Stepping into One of My Callings, Stepping into Another One of My Callings, and then Hearing God Again. So I was just going about life. I was doing nothing, and then I was doing something. I didn't know anything, and then I heard God, right? That was actually quite a major pivot for me, because those four things led me in a direction I was not planning on going, or didn't know I would go, or didn't know that word would come. And the cultivating entrepreneurship, starting with imperfect action, a little bit of drama, helping just one person, creating and filling a container, and now I'm refining what goes into the container. All of those pivots, they've been just part of the journey that's for sure not over yet. But sometimes the pivot was more than just a course correction or a change. Many times it was just more like, I'm doing this, and now suddenly I'm doing this too. Or I'm doing this instead of doing that. Or it was, I don't know how to do that, so I'll get started now because I do know. Like, I didn't, but I do. So look at your life and ask yourself, what has happened in your storyline? Say, what's happened in my storyline that equipped me for my calling as a coach? What's been hard that I have learned from? What did I think was unfair or wrong or just wasn't the way it was supposed to be? But now I see that going through it then serves me well now. What have I learned, solved, answered, figured out, right? To be honest, if you help, if you need help finding those answers, it's literally one of my favorite things to do in coaching, to help you find the thread and pull on it. So you can just go book a live coaching session from the show notes. Tell me on your client questionnaire, I need to do some identity coaching. You can refer to this episode and say, like, I need that. I really love the work of being the outsider looking in because it enables me to hold up a mirror and help you see the truth. And I love truth finding. I love being a detective and investigating your life and discovering the answers. They've been there the whole time. But because of your filter, because your busyness, because of your other focuses, you haven't seen them. And so now I can show you because you are my focus. I'm not busy. You are my focus as my client. So I can show you what I see. And literally, this is the best job in the world. I can't imagine ever doing anything else ever again. So in your storyline, you're going to see a lot of pivots, both intentional and unintentional. And you're going to see shifts that were forced, shifts that were chosen. You're going to see your path going straight one moment and make a hairpin turn the next. And you're going to remember all the emotions and the drama and pain and exhilaration you felt as you, you know, just kind of went through it all. You're just going step by step, day by day. This is all normal. It's supposed to be. And this storyline holds the answers to all of your how and why questions. My question to you is, what is your next pivot? Are you stepping into a different seasonal calling than you desired or expected? What if it turns out to lead you down the right path one day, like regardless of what you thought it should have been or what you wanted? Are you hearing God say something you never expected to hear? Are you in the middle of messy and you're just feeling the desire to pivot intentionally, even if it's just mental and emotional shifts so that you can thrive in the circumstances that are out of your control? Here is the one true key that I want you to find and use to unlock something for you. You have permission to pivot. You have permission to use the pivots in your life to influence and affect your world and future and the world around you. And you can create an entire coaching empire based on one thread that you find in your storyline and use it to bring hope to thousands or even millions. I know you can't see it, but I can. And I'm telling you right now where you sit, if you've gotten this far, 20, like almost 30 minutes in, I can see it in you. Even if you can't. My new mission in my business is to bring hope and transformation to 1 million lives around the world. And I completely believe it's doable, but not by myself. I need you because I am a collaborator. I am really not good at living alone or being on an island. I have a lot of weaknesses and challenges, so I need other people to go on the journey with me. If you think one of your pivots now or in the future is to get trained as a Sterling and Stone coach, so you can make an impact and create an income doing so, get on the wait list for the greenhouse in the show notes. From the get-go, I'm going to teach you a coaching tool that you can use to immediately help anyone. Plus, I'm going to teach you a simple startup strategy that's going to help you tell people that you can help them. Like, starting today, I'm a life coach. I help people. And then immediately and easily onboard them into your ecosystem so that they get scheduled, you make money, and then you get to coach and do what you're called to. Get practice sooner than later. It is seriously simpler than you think. And mostly I would say it's probably simpler than you want it to be. Your brain wants it to be difficult so that you can blame your lack of success on the difficulty of the thing. But when something is really simple, like the truth of the gospel, you can only take responsibility for your own choices and actions. But your brain is like, I want to make this very difficult so I can justify my unbelief, my lack of action, my fear, etc. So I will help you through all of that. If you're already trained in your coaching, but you're ready to start and grow your online coaching business, jump into Called to Coach and use the discount code GONOW, GONOW, to get $200 off the course. And I will teach you the 6 integral processes of the Sokoka system that are necessary for your business to run effectively and successfully into the future. I know that in addition to helping people, you want to bring in more money to pay off braces, fix the roof, have a vacation. Maybe it's just a nice date night. I just want to go on a date. You want to get out of debt like I do. You want to be able to give generously to people in need. Like, there's so many things that you want to do, and it's from a great place, and I want to help you do it, because in the midst of you transforming your own life, you're going to help others transform theirs. That is my mission. So check the show notes for all of the info that I'm giving you here, everything you need, all the links, and I'm excited for you to come with me, because I feel so much energy behind what God has been sharing. And I love just all of my audience. I just love my listeners. I love my clients, my students. I'm so happy to be here in this container with you. And I'm honored that you have jumped into the container with me. Remember not to compare your beginning to anybody else's middle. And I just want to remind you too, I'm just sitting here at my desk and I'm recording an episode with a simple mic and Audacity on my computer. And I'm just talking to you like you're my friend, because I tend to think everybody's my friend. I've recently found out I'm wrong. Not everybody agrees with me. It's so weird. But yeah, you're just my friend and I'm your friend. And I am not anybody that, I don't really think there are special unicorns out there, but I know that I'm not one. Okay, I do say I am a unicorn shaped block. And so I'm not going to fit into any of those holes in the, I'm not going to fit into the star, the square, the circle, or the triangle. But it's not because there's something so different about me. I was raised poor and a broken family, and I married up. But we've been completely unstable and just following Jesus. That's just all we've been doing. And so this is what I'm doing. I'm just showing up and I'm just taking imperfect action. And I don't have all of the perfect answers, but I don't really believe anymore that I need them. I have learned through all of this journey that the pivots, they lead me and God is in them. And I just listen for the fresh word. And I was saying this to somebody the other day. It brought it to my mind. Can you imagine if Abraham hadn't listened at the top of the mountain? He heard the first word when God said, take your son Isaac and sacrifice him. What if he hadn't listened to the second word, the new word, the fresh word, the manna of the day on the mountain, and said, no, that ram in the thicket cannot be the sacrifice because I have to hold on to everything God said to me in the beginning of this journey? No, you've got to hear the Lord for yourself today, just like I do, and then go that way. And that means there's going to be a lot of pivots. That's a pretty stinking major pivot on Abraham's part. Let's just say most major pivot of Isaac's life ever, and he didn't even really get it. So be there. Go pursue God and say, where am I at? Am I pivoting? Am I adding something, changing something, shifting somewhere? Where do I go, Lord? Which way? What is the right path today? You need that. I'm praying that. I bless you to hear the word of the Lord. I bless you to be at peace, not to talk at him, but just to hear and absorb and follow with faith. Bless you, friend. Love to you, and talk to you in the next episode.
Hey, friends. Don't forget to jump into the Christian Life Coach Collective Facebook group if you haven't already, so you can connect with like-directed people and get free resources and ask for feedback, all the things that are going to help support you on your calling as a coach. I hope to see you in there, and don't forget to subscribe to the show.